Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Revival in Our Country by Chelsea DeMatteis, read by Leah Martin. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. Matthew 5:13. When I look around, I see the rotten fruit of a nation that's removed the Lord from all of society. People have chosen comfort over boldness and passivity over truth, fear over faith, and pleasing man over pleasing God. We as believers are at a pivotal point when it comes to our hunger for the Lord. We've turned from godly desires in order to be embraced by the world. Choosing to be loved by the world has come at the cost of losing our saltiness. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. We know full well that we can't claim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior while we dance with the devil. There's no such thing as entertaining darkness behind a closed door. The Lord sees it all. It's time for us to stop wanting popularity in the world and start living on fire for the truth. We can no longer turn a blind eye to the way culture has fought to remove the Lord from everything. And not only remove Him, but usher in the darkness. We must start leading in truth and loving in truth. It's time to get ourselves girded up in God's Word for our own walk. Then through this pursuit of our hearts, we can begin pouring into the next generation. We can teach them who God is. We can help them to understand what He commands and why. We must teach them why God the Father sent Christ to the cross for a relationship with us. And what an honor it is to know we can be the ones who get to lead a generation to know these truths and live them boldly. It's time to surrender what we wish things looked like and start being the hands and feet of Jesus to the world around us. This will create a change. This will create the ripple effect that comes from the Great Commission. This is how we live out, being the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Pray with me. Lord, lead and guide us as we walk boldly for You in this world. Cover us with Your mercy and grace as we step out in faith to combat the messages that are trying to delude You. Create in us pure hearts that want to honor you above all. Let us, as bold believers of Christ and your kingdom, lead in truth, love in truth, and uphold the truth. Let the men of God in this nation rise up to train up younger men to know what you command of them. We pray you would show them what it means to be men who honor you with their whole lives and who desire to lead and protect those entrusted to them. Let the women of God rise up to teach the younger women to love you and your word, to be women who want to obey you and honor you, to be women of the word and not women of this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Scripture and brain science agree. Meditating on God's Word transforms us and reduces stress in our lives. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week I give you space to hear God's Word, listen to the Spirit, and pray about what's on your heart. And then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.